RadioSaintPete.com.
Now a few minutes with RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell. Today Charlie reviews The Identical, now playing in area theaters.
How did The Identical escape basic cable? I'm not talking about special pay channels either, such as HBO or Showtime. The Identical is something I would expect to stumble across at 2 in the morning on Lifetime. Nobody in the audience could possibly take this seriously, and I wonder how on earth the filmmakers did while filming it. An even bigger curiosity is how the film landed Ashley Judd and Ray Liotta. This material is divisions and leagues below their talent level. At best, The Identical should be forgotten, and only spoken about as a curiosity amongst bad movie aficionados. In the middle of the Great Depression in Middle Tennessee, a dirt-poor couple becomes the parents of twins. With no jobs or prospects of any sort of income on the horizon, the husband at first, and later a very reluctant wife, sign one of the twins over to an impotent couple, who use their sterility issue as a gimmick in their revival tent sermons. Preacher Reese Wade, played by Liotta, and his wife Louise, played by Judd, raise Ryan Wade, played by newcomer Blake Rain, to follow in his new daddy's footsteps, to hear the calling and become a preacher man. The fact that Ryan is adopted, and these are not his actual birth parents, is to be kept as a deathbed secret. As Ryan grows up, he does not hear this calling his daddy keeps going on about. He hears rhythm and blues. His gospel are the songs on the radio and the chords strummed from his guitar. In a remarkably integrated underground music lair in 1950s Tennessee, Ryan sneaks off to listen to the R&B singers with best buddy Dino, played by Seth Green. The cops get involved and Ryan finds himself in the army. Not to worry, Ryan breezes through his enlisted life, charming superiors with his guitar and soulful voice. This is about the time Ryan first hears Drexel Hemsley, also played by Rain, on the radio. Hemsley is an Elvis knockoff. He uses the same dance moves, sports the same greased-over hair, and lives in an alternate universe Graceland. Everyone in town mistakes Ryan for Drexel, but only their parents know the truth. Ryan shuffles around odd jobs and finally assumes the identity as the world's best Drexel Hemsley impersonator and tours the country's county fairs as the Identical. He is the most straight-laced musician on the road, too. He toasts his bandmates with soda, he points out that he never smokes, and has never touched alcohol. He also doesn't swear, helps old ladies across the street, and is the most boring leading man in a film I can think of. Elvis was known for starring in films you would find yourself kicking and screaming to sit through today, but I cannot imagine any of them were as frustrating as sitting through this twin-separated-at-birth melodrama-slash-somewhat-musical. Director Dustin Marcellino does himself no favors by making it look like we're cutting to commercial when transitioning scenes. Since Ryan Wade is the epitome of clean-cut, The Identical is being marketed to the family-friendly crowd. But good luck, kids are not going to drag their parents to this. The Identical is for the adults-only family-friendly crowd. I was unaware this particular group was large enough to merit its own Hallmark Hall of Fame theatrical release, but here you go. The idea for The Identical was already stale the year Elvis died in 1977. Why a film studio would take this through production and distribution in 2014 does not make too much business sense. The feeling you receive from The Identical is not one of underdogs making it big or maintaining your sense of family on the road. It is in-your-face righteousness that comes off as smarmy instead of innocent. That is why I give The Identical an awful 1 out of 4 stars.
The Identical is rated PG, now playing at Regal Park Place Stadium 16, Cobb Countryside 12 Cinemas, AMC Woodland Square 20, AMC West Shore 14, the Cine Bistro at Hyde Park, AMC Veterans 24, and Regal Citrus Park Stadium 20. RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit charliejewell.com.
RadioSaintPete.com.